Righto. Let me say it up front. Seven Keys to Bald Paint at Second Story is nothing less than a charmer. It'll tickle your funny bone and warm your heart in the middle of this obstreperous winter of our discontent. Okay, that's enough of 1913 hyperbole. But there's no question that Providence-born Cohan knew what he was doing. He adapted Bald Pate from a novel by the author of the Charlie Chan film series. He said the play is both a farce and a melodrama. He was right on both counts. On stage, Bald Pate is filled with goofy moments and overwrought happenings. The great thing about that, and about the theater's take on it, is that this production manages to get you giggling at all the old-timey stuff, even as it draws you into the, shall we say, somewhat tremulous plot? Oh, yes, that. One gentleman, William Hallowell McGee, played with delightful drive by Second Story's leading man, Arab O'Hagan, arrives at a New England summer resort in the middle of a blizzard. He's looking for a little quiet time to write a novel and win a bet. He gets lots more than that. A stream of guys and gals enter the resort called Bald Pate. Some of them are packing guns. Others are sweet and young and pretty. All have secrets to hide. Needless to say, there's a lot of money involved. $200,000, $1913 to be exact. Nearly everyone is after the jackpot. Guns are fired. There's a wild-eyed hermit, and damsels are in distress. I don't know who you are, one coos, with wide-eyed falseness, but you're a man, and you can help me. At Second Story, the ever-sharp Ed Shea has directed and choreographed this Bald Pate with both warmth and precision. The production clicks along for a speedy hour and 20 minutes with no intermission. Shea's cast is quick and bright. At times, they all line up and speak together. Other moments find each actor's character clearly delineated. Trinity Rep did Bald Pate back in 1976. In my memory, this one is better. Aaron Elliott is a delightful, sweet young thing. Anthony Pizzare and Liz Hallenbeck are goofy funny as a caretaking couple, and Tanya Anderson, a provocative and not-so-sweet young thing. Then there's John Michael Richardson, Southern accent and all, who makes the not-so-dumb hermit a winner. The costumes by Jesse Durrell are hardly all 1913, but they work well. Trevor Elliott's setting is equally strong, hardly realistic, but very usable. In fact, all of this flamboyant and effective production works. It's a definitive delight, taking the old and making it new. By the way, if you're still not convinced that you need to see another century-old melodrama, allow me to assure you that there are modern moments in Seven Keys to Bald Pate. One of them includes the idea that losing a great deal of money is hardly an everyday event. At least it isn't, unless you are on Wall Street, one dude says. Considering the last few years, that sounds pretty modern to me.